أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين I seek the help of Imam Zaman عليه الصلاة والسلام the heart of the alam of imkan the heart of the universe of possibilities Imam Zaman alayhi salam to help us to learn something from this issue of taharat and the other things that we are going to discuss inshallah and I start with the as usual surah al-as and you do it you read it for yourself too a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim wal asr innal insana lafi khusr illa allazina amanu wa amilus salihat وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر Before I go start the issue directly the issue of taharat I would like to if you remember last week at my house I don't know which day of the week it was when Monday when I spoke to you about the issue of becoming and I spoke about that The whole universe is, or the whole human being, the whole thing we have is the issue of becoming. And we are all the time in the process of becoming. I want to add a little bit. Last week I felt it might be a little... Heavy need more time to hear it, but... Again, I thought with myself I should have told you about this part, that this concludes, is one of the conclusion about the issue of becoming, that insan is all the time in the process of becoming, is we have to notice that this notion has its own implications and conclusions that one can derive from it. That is, a lot of times, human beings, us Muslims especially, we make false hopes in the sense that we do everything and we have only grasped an idea about Allah's mercy and Allah's forgiveness that we will be forgiven. Not that I'm arguing that the issue of forgiveness, but you have to put the issue of forgiveness into the context of becoming. Context of becoming. It is not that overnight that something happens and next day you have become something else. You know, once you notice the issue of potentiality, that we all have potential and we have what is referred to as ability to become something. If you notice that issue clearly, then you realize the process of even forgiveness is not something that you tonight you go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala oh Allah please forgive me tomorrow night you have become a different thing it is if you have heard that Imam Ali alayhi salam has spoken about tawbah and repentance and you have seen how he has said one of the conditions he has given for tawbah is that the flesh which is grown in sin must be dissolved must be lost and we have to gain we have to grow new flesh and skin in obedience of Allah what is this telling us if we have to lose that skin and flesh that we have gained during the sinful actions if you have to lose those flesh that is the issue of becoming isn't it you can understand what does it take and that it takes among any other thing it takes also it's an issue of time an issue of change of attitude and habit and everything so that we lose the weight and we lose that skin and we lose that flesh and remember when you lose those things in the meantime you're losing the same blood cells you're losing the same cells in your body and you're losing all those things that you have earned during the sinful actions. So, what I want to remind ourselves is we should not become, we should not make a fool of ourselves and take it as I make a tawbah tonight and tomorrow I'm a different person. But not that tawbah itself, the quality of tawbah itself is something which makes an effect on us. That when it is real an intention and pure niyat that we make tawbah. Once we have done that, then Allah will put in front of us the process it takes that our sins to be forgiven. When a lot of times people go through a hardship. People go through hardship. Then they get a difficult life, they get a lot of problems, troubles, you name it, from losing the health, losing the children, losing the wealth, losing the good things in life, until they are really changed in the process of becoming. But one may ask the question, then what about whore? Whore never got the time, never got really chance to become a different thing. Right? Okay, the issue here is, number one, going to the process of those fight and those getting all those struck of swords and arrows and things is the biggest process of pain one can go through. This is very extensive process of becoming a different thing. So do not take that really so easy. And the other thing, the other issue is what we have discussed, and I'm hoping that inshallah we will discuss more, is understanding the issue of awalim and universes. The issue about whore is whore was not changed in his universe of intellect. His intellect was a sound and proper intellect. It was only covered by some of elements in the level of matter and the level of imagination. So he went against Imam Hussein alayhi salam those few days of Karbala in Ashura, and he was stopping Imam from going back to where he had come from. But Hur, in the level of intellect, was intact, was a lover of Imam alayhi salam, and that's a different thing. Remember, we never know if one continuously is in a state of doing sin, gradually that sinful actions goes into our levels of existence. It affects our imagination level and it affects our intellectual level. Once it affects the intellectual level, it's very difficult and you have to go. Only God should help us to be able to come back. So that is why, for instance, it is said that even Yazid, if he had made a tawbah, I think Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has said, if Yazid would have made a tawbah, Allah would have excused him. But if someone's wujud is made of sin, would he really be able to make such tawbah at all? What Imam said is, in theoretical form, is correct. But if one has gone so far, then it's difficult to get a chance for tawbah. So we want to remember that coming back or going back towards Allah, that is, we have to go on a process of becoming a different person, and we have to get rid and do not accept. It's probably part of taharat al-khiyal as well. Taharat al-khiyal, if you remember, we talk about it again today, that getting rid of corrupt beliefs. Corrupt beliefs, one of those things is we do every time and every moment we are in a scene, and we are all the time we are thinking, okay, I do tawbah, and tomorrow again we continue the same acts, sinful acts, and we think by only the word tawbah is making any difference in us. Talking about taharat al-khiyal, the issue of taharat al-khiyal, I am hoping that we continue inshallah on issue of taharat for some time until we get somewhere conclusive we understand. And those who have not who are here for the first time, salam alaikum, who are here as their first time hearing about the issue of taharat, I recommend them to listen to the first and second sessions of taharat. The audio file is available. If you ask Brother Ali or Sister Masuma, or you, if you go, yeah, it's there. It's not on Tebian website. I was going to tell you to go to Tebian website, but it's not uploaded there. I recommend you to listen to those so that the rest of the things I talk about khiyal becomes more understandable. But to understand the issue of taharat of khiyal, we have to touch a little bit upon the issue of nafs. You all understand what is nafs, right? Nafs has different versions. We refer to it as soul as well. We refer to it as a spirit as well. And nafs has got different potencies. Mullah Sadr refers to them as potency. But you can call them different words. There are different words have been used for giving this quwa, or in Arabic they call it quwa. Quwa-i nafs. There are certain potencies which are in the nafs, and our nafs is made out of those seven or eight potencies. Why they are called potency? Why the best word, English word for it is potency, when in Arabic is referred to as quwa, or quwa as a plural, is because they all have a potentiality in them, but they gradually, during the course of life, they get actualized. For instance, khiyal itself is one of those quwa, one of those potencies which from the time a child gets born, his or her potency of khiyal starts actualization very quickly. But talking about those eight potencies, we know that five of them are our senses, and one is khiyal, one is wahm. Wahm as not the usual default meaning all of you have for fahm. Wahm. Wahm it has got a different meaning, and is one of the quwa of the nafs. And the eighth one is aql, or the intellect. I told you last week that if these seven potencies are under the control of eighth one, which is aql and intellect, they can lead us to a good place, to the rizwan of Allah, to the satisfaction of Allah. And this hadith that Jahannam or hell has seven doors, and hell has seven doors and heaven has eight doors, is referring to this very fact, that the seven potencies of five senses and khiyal and wahm, without aql, will take us to hell. But if these seven submit to aql, so we are able to actualize all eight potencies, then we find our way to heaven. These potencies also have got a very close correlation with the levels of universes. Remember, we have spoken about universes. We have got the universe of matter, which is where we can sense and understand. We have got the universe of khiyal, or imagination, or barzakh. They're all the same thing. Khiyal, imagination, barzakh, or even malakut. In Quran it refers to it as malakut. And the universe of aql, intellect. As a whole, these three universes are the main universes that we discuss about. But of course, even these universes, there are sub-universes in them, if you want to go more in details, or there are even a universe higher than the universe of aql itself, that is the universe, I call it universe of Allah, or universe of Allah, that is where from everything has started. Everything has started from the highest universe. But relating these universes to potencies of nafs, it works like this. The five senses work only in the universe of matter. Whatever in universe of matter we can detect is only by our senses, five senses. No shay, no object in its material form can be, or let's say our five senses cannot understand anything other than the material being of an object. So what do the five senses do? You can touch something, you can see it, you can hear it, you can taste it. These are the forms of they refer to it. This is a very important issue. Idrakat or perceptions. In English it's called perceptions. In Arabic they call it idrakat. An issue of idrakat. Idrak means perceiving. And perceiving means coming to know something. But in every level of universe, we have a different way of perceive something. When it's in the level of matter or madde, in its materiality, you can only detect it by your five senses. You remember, we have given this example, we have done this exercise before, but I would like to do it again, that I said, let's say, this pen, last time also our example was pen, because I don't have many objects here around me, and this pen, when we look at this pen, everyone will look at it, you can see it, but you can also touch it, and if it had any noise, you could have even heard it. If it had any taste, you could have tasted that. So by your five senses, you make an idrak, you make a perception of it in the universe of matter. That's as far as you can go. Things in the universe of matter are confined to its quantity, its position, its color, or its smell, things like that. That you cannot go further than that in the universe of matter. You cannot understand the reality of it with five senses. Five senses are not designed for us to understand more than these apparent things from any object. But if you close your eyes and you look at this pen and close your eyes, which I ask you to do, please, close your eyes and still you are able to see the pen in your somewhere in your imagination, somewhere in your nafs, you have got the image of this pen. So it's difficult to keep the eyes closed, so open it.